Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, cornerstone of Oklahoma medicine, with physician members who are committed to better health for all Oklahomans. Learn more at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Today, we're going to conclude our look at the top Oklahoma stories of the year for 2025, as heard on Capital Insider, starting with number 5 and leading up to number 1. So here we go with number 5. Multiple controversial actions by State Superintendent Ryan Walters generate challenges and national news.
In the third of what was supposed to be his 4-year term, Walters continued the pattern he had established of announcing controversial policies and initiatives, such as requiring a Bible in every classroom or attempting to end the state's testing program. While many of his pronouncements did not come to fruition in state classrooms, it did land Walters on conservative news networks time and time again. And then there was the issue of naked women on a television in his office during an executive session that was seen by 2 board members. When the incident became public, Walters attacked members of the board, Governor Stitt, and the media, who he accused of launching a character assassination. An investigation found it was what might be called an innocent mistake. The television was turned on to a channel that was showing an R-rated movie at the time.
Story number 4, the Oklahoma Supreme Court decision in Strobel versus Oklahoma Tax Commission.
The Oklahoma Tax Commission's administrative rules exempt a tribal member who lives on tribal land and who receives their income from the tribe from individual income tax. In the case of Elisa Strobel, the Oklahoma Supreme Court said that rule did not apply, but the court went further. It also said that the court would not apply the U.S. Supreme Court's 2020 McGirt decision, which said that certain tribal reservations had not been disestablished, to state regulatory and tax cases. Strobel is now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to consider her case.
Top story number 3, the U.S. Supreme Court decides the landmark St. Isidore of Seville Catholic virtual school case, preventing it from becoming the first state-supported religious school in the nation.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled that the proposed school violated both state constitutional and statutory provisions that prohibited state funds from being used to support religious schools. The school appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which chose not to hear the case. Now, many had suggested that the case would open the door for public funding of schools sponsored by religious organizations, not just in Oklahoma, but across the country. We'll now have to wait for another case to make it to the U.S. Supreme Court for such a ruling to occur.
Top story number 2. Ryan Walters resigns as state superintendent and new superintendent and State Department turnaround team take over.
Walters announced on a Fox News program September 26th that he was resigning to become chief executive officer of the Teacher Freedom Alliance, a division of the Conservative Freedom Foundation. That meant Governor Stitt had to appoint a replacement. He chose Leland Fields, a former career tech superintendent. But not only did Stitt appoint Fields to lead the agency, he also appointed what he called a turnaround team, a group of top officials from other agencies within the state and Stitt's own office to help repair the agency and set it on the right path. Stitt said in making that announcement, "Today isn't just about a new leader for the Oklahoma Department of Education. It's really about a new mindset and a new movement."
And the number 1 Oklahoma story of 2025, the Oklahoma City Thunder win the 2025 National Basketball Association Championship, bringing national and international attention to Oklahoma.
I can't even begin to list the number of state officials who have said how beneficial the Thunder's winning the national championship is. But there's more to the state government angle than that. The Thunder would likely not be in Oklahoma, but for their inclusion in what is now known as the Oklahoma 5 Major Sports Leagues Rebate Program, a tax incentive program. And going into 2026, Senator Mary Boren and Representative Emily Geis hope to see that program expanded. Currently, it applies only to men's sports leagues, like the NBA, and does not include women's sports. They want to see women's sports added and treated the same as men's leagues. So perhaps that could open the door for another professional sports championship in the state. And the Thunder are also involved in the negotiations to bring sports betting into Oklahoma, another issue lawmakers are looking to tackle in 2026.
So the Thunder continues to make news and they keep winning. Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
And that's Capital Insider. For more information, go to quorumcall.online. Video of Capital Insider segments are available on the KGOU YouTube channel. And find audio and transcripts, including the full top stories list, at kgou.org. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor. Happy New Year, everyone!
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.